At the heart of the petition is a question that's come up before, whether the PUC is mandated by the state legislature to reach renewable energy targets. Environmental groups say it is, and by not complying, the PUC is depriving Texas of cleaner power. Sierra Club lawyer Casey Roberts says in 2007, lawmakers amended the renewable portfolio standard so that private and public electric utilities would comply with renewable goals.
It's our position that that's a clear indication that the legislature believed there was something to comply with.
Of course, the PUC has not seen it that way in the past. And last legislative session, lawmakers never got around to clarifying what they meant. There's a process for when these petitions are filed, and now the PUC has 60 days to respond, says commission spokesperson Terry Hadley.
The commission either shall deny the petition in writing, stating its reasons for the denial, or shall initiate rulemaking proceedings.
That means that unless the PUC has had a major change of heart since the last time this came up, the whole question could be put to lawmakers again during next year's legislative session. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.